You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner has spent months battling a state GOP House lawmaker-led effort to impeach him. While the House voted to impeach him, his Senate trial to remove him is now on hold. This after a Commonwealth court sided with Krasner in saying the House articles of impeachment are legally insufficient. And this legal saga has also been expensive to the taxpayers. Harrisburg station ABC 27 reports that GOP lawmakers spent more than $1 million on attorney's fees thus far, and it's not over. Republicans are appealing to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. District Attorney Larry Krasner is here. Larry, welcome.
Well, it's great to be here, Sherry. Always nice to talk to you.
For sure. How are you doing, first of all?
You know, I'm doing fine. I accepted a long time ago that if you try to serve a movement that wants to change things, that they're going to come at you. So I'm doing fine.
So you won your objections to the state GOP effort to impeach you. The decision was kind of mixed, but now they are appealing. Got to talk numbers here. GOP House leaders spent $1 million reportedly on lawyers' fees. The city has spent $25,000 defending you. And now there's this appeal. That price tag will go up. What do you want to see happen here?
I would like to see the Republican Party refund it to the taxpayer. I do not accept that it makes sense for the Republican Party to decide that they can end democracy by impeaching whoever they want for ideas and policies and make the taxpayer pay for it. It is no coincidence that the law firms that are getting this money are very, very tight with the Republican Party. It is no coincidence that they have billed over $1 million for, frankly, what doesn't look to me to be all that much legal work. People should be asking a lot of questions about this, and the Republican Party should stop hijacking taxpayer money for their own political purposes.
Yeah, because it's $1 million on one side and $25,000 on the other side. So got to address some of the allegations directly. The GOP House leaders, they've called you a menace to public safety. They say that you have used your prosecutorial discretion in ways that have made the city less safe. At the same time, you know, voters overwhelmingly chose you for a second term. We have many Philadelphia leaders came out to defend you. Democrats have called this GOP move an abuse of power. How do you reconcile the two views of your work and the impact on the city?
Well, the Republican view is basically a fraud. You know, here is the reality. The reality is that the murder rate is 40% higher in the Trump states than in the Biden states. So the same party that has a record of being terrible on public safety wants to blame everything on Democrats and everything on big, diverse cities where there's a lot of Democratic votes. Top to bottom, this is a fraud. It is an effort to try to erase the votes of Philadelphians. This is part of a much broader assault on democracy, and the statistics do not support anything they are saying. Now, that's a whole layer beyond the basic layer, which is you impeach people for crimes. You don't impeach them because you dislike what someone is doing in another city where you don't live or work or where you can't even vote. You know, that's what's really happening here is a couple of Republicans from places like Beaver County have decided that they don't like these policies and there's some politics in it that's good for them by trying to remove the duly elected leader in that city. Philly ain't having it. The Supreme Court is not going to tolerate this. The Commonwealth Court has already sided with us that this is an impermissible use of power. And that is why the Republicans are appealing, because they are unhappy with what the Commonwealth Court has said.
Could the political climate change, though? I mean, we just had special elections this week, three Democratic, you know, controlled districts up for grabs. Very likely that the Democrats will control the House chamber. Could this all go away if that shifts?
Well, this should all go away because it never should have been. Certainly, it's a positive sign that all these dirty tactics by Republicans are backfiring and that Democrats are about to take over the House. A lot of us, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, feel that that's a very positive development. But I don't want to speak for the Democrats in the House or the Democrats in the Senate. There will be some legislative developments, I'm sure, around this. We've already seen the unanimous cancellation of this impeachment trial that I was supposed to undergo in January because the Commonwealth Court said, you can't do this. We've already seen that. There will be developments, but I don't want to speak for them as to what those developments may be.
There was no allegation that you committed any crime. What did you learn from this process? Just you as a elected official having to deal with these types of allegations and having to fight this while doing your job?
Well, you know, I think I learned two main things. The first thing is people underestimate how valuable it is to have the right enemies. I have never seen such an outpouring of support and love from Philadelphians for what we are doing in this office as I have seen since the impeachment began. I have people come up to, I can't walk down the street without having people come up to me, often two or three at a time, to say, hang in there, keep fighting. And I think a large part of it is that when your enemies identify you, people who weren't real sure about the details of your policies, they come to understand that if Rudy Giuliani hates you and Donald Trump hates you and they're all trying to cut your throat, then maybe you're doing the right thing. So, you know, I'm in my 60s. This is a revelation to me that it's just as important to have hateful enemies as it is to have lovable friends. The other thing that I have learned is that the Republican Party that I recognize from decades ago, when I was a younger person, a party that believed in limited government, that claimed it was there to support the Constitution, even if I disagreed with its interpretations, that party is gone. This is a party that hates democracy. We are truly up against some kind of nickel and dime fascism here. That's who they are. And the only way to do it is to come at it directly, to hit it just as hard as it hits you. This, I think, is where the mainstream Democratic Party, my party, has something to learn. They should have been saying for a very long time, you Republicans are terrible at crime. You have a 40% higher homicide rate. All of your policies around give everybody guns and lock everybody up and let's execute people have failed. And they have failed coast to coast in a sample of the entire country. Instead, what the mainstream Democratic Party has done has been when the Republicans talk about crime, they get quiet. This is the wrong way to go. We have to stand up to it. Philadelphians are standing up to it, and the leadership needs to do so as well.
And so, Larry, I got to ask you a couple of solutions-oriented questions. What do you think you could be doing better? Because, I mean, Philly, we're seeing some shift, a slight shift in the right direction when it comes to gun violence and homicides, but there's still so much work to be done. What do you think you could be doing better, and what could lawmakers and city leaders be doing to help?
Number one, a state-of-the-art forensics lab would help us to solve a lot more cases. This is something I've advocated for very steadily for 4 years. And we've made a lot of progress with the help of people like Senator Hughes, Senator Street. We're at a point now where $50 million were unfunded to do a state-of-the-art lab, and now $30 million of it are funded. We got $25 million from the state. We had $5 million from the city due to a lot of that education and advocacy. And we've had a great partner in the head of the forensics unit of the Philadelphia Police Department to advocate for that as well. What do we need? 20 more million. And you know what? That's easy because the Philadelphia police budget is $800 million. There absolutely are $20 million in there. So we need that state-of-the-art forensics lab, and we need the ability to do the sophisticated DNA and telephone forensics that can be done right now. We need that immediately so we can solve more cases.
All right, as we get close to wrapping up, I just want to ask you, what are the next steps for you when it comes to this impeachment, this appeal is going on? What are you focused on?
Well, you know, we have an excellent legal team, and we will, of course, answer this appeal. And assuming that the Supreme Court has to decide it and it's not all shut down by the legislature, then we look forward to a decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I find it hard to believe that any Republican or Democratic member of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court actually wants to end democracy by saying people who don't live there can blow you out even after you're overwhelmingly elected because they don't like your policies. And, you know, I will give you a very practical reason for that. Once you create this sword that people who get elected can be removed in between elections just because you don't like their policies, well, judges are next and legislators are next and mayors are next. Anybody is on the chopping block. And we all know that people on the chopping block are more likely to be from big and diverse cities than they are to be from smaller jurisdictions.
Last question. If you had it to do all over again, if you knew then what you know now that this impeachment would happen, would you have run for re-election?
I would have run for re-election twice. When they punch you in the face, it gets the adrenaline going. That's just how it is.
That's how it is.
That was Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner responding to the Pennsylvania House GOP-led effort to impeach him from office. Last month, the Commonwealth Court upheld Krasner's objections to the House articles of impeachment, holding that they fall short. The House GOP has vowed to appeal the case to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.